Hi, I'm Dr. Sophia, email marketing strategist and educator, and I am committed to making email marketing simple and profitable for you. Through my online email marketing school, Sophia Learning Hall, you can find the link in the show notes. Fun fact, I'm an obstetrician gynecologist resident in training. Yes, I'm an actual practicing medical doctor. Email marketing experiments was born out of the desire to share behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. Simply put, what we've tried, not just me, but me and every guest I bring on the show, what we've tried that has worked or didn't work. So instead of just thinking it and testing it, we're committed to also sharing the BTS with you on this podcast. Come join us behind the scenes. And one more thing, as you listen, if you're a freelancer, service provider, or business owner, go ahead and check the show notes for the gift I kept for you. You'll find it under the title Gift. Now let's go behind the scenes.
Hello, listeners. So for today, we're going to be looking at our Q1 2026 email marketing report. Now, this is a new segment that I want to bring on the podcast where we go into our analytics for the quarter. We do a deep dive with you. We show you what worked, what didn't work, and what we are taking away into the next quarter to help us improve our email marketing performance. Now, I need you to know that my email marketing framework is very simple. It's the ANCO strategy, which is attract, nurture, convert, and optimize. And I'm going to be showing you the data across our attraction points, our nurture points, conversion points, and how we are optimizing all of this to improve our performance. Now, our overarching goal when it comes to email marketing is to build community and get clients, right? So once we build community, we want to get customers through our email list. We don't just want to send emails, but we have a goal in mind when it comes to the emails that we are sending. Now, before we dive into the stats, let me tell you about the email marketing platform that I am currently using. So I'm using MailerLite and I'm excited about two new features that they just released, right? But the one that I'm most excited about is the custom reports because I'm a numbers girl, I'm a data girl, right? And being able to see detailed analytics, being able to create my own dashboard so that I can look at the numbers, look at the performance, see the places that I want to optimize. And all of that is something that I totally love. So when they released this, I was super excited. I remember that even one time when I had filled like a feedback form, I had said, oh, one of the things that I wanted was improved analytics. So to see this come, you know, to pass in such a short time, I was super excited for it. So the custom report. Now, the second thing is the bookings feature, which allows you to book calls and then it is within MailerLite. So from your emails, you can, of course, track the calls that you're booking. You can see that performance as well. I feel like I love email and I want to be able to see all the things that email is helping me do. So anything that helps me track better, anything that helps me record results, performance, anything that helps me see what email is helping me do, I'm totally game for that. So let's go into the Q1 email marketing report. And I'm going to be starting from our general dashboard for our data overview. And I'm going to be giving you the stats between January 1st and March 31st. During this period, we got a total of 344 new subscribers, right? And I'm going to tell you how we got all of these subscribers. We also had about 77 people unsubscribe. Our single largest number of subscribers in one day was 49. Right? So that was the largest number of people we had subscribe to our email list in one day during this period. We also sent a total of 37,750 emails and we had 17,940 people open those emails. The total number of email opens across that period of time across the multiple emails. Now let's go into month specific data, okay? So one of the things we did was in January, right? We sent a total of 20 campaigns. So we sent out a total of 20 emails. But across our number of subscribers, that totaled 14,599 emails. And I think that was the second highest number of emails we sent in the 30-day period. Our average open rate was 31%, but our average click rate was 0.6%. Now, when it came to February, we did a total of 11 campaigns, which totaled to 8,166 emails sent across board. We had an average open rate of 26.1%, but our click rate increased to 1%. And then in March, we sent out 21 campaigns, which totaled 14,985 emails sent. Our average open rate increased to 36.6%, and our click rate went up to 1.7%, as you can see in this data. Now, we had a number of automations active, we had a number of forms active, and of course, landing pages during this period. Now, if we're looking at the A, which is attract, right? When it comes to the attraction side, we had 344 new subscribers. And what we did during the Q1, one of the major things we did was our International Women's Day campaign, which happened in March, where we partnered with multiple brands to be able to share a class that we had with our audience, right? So that was one thing that gave us the single most number of subscribers, our International Women's Day, which brought a lot of new people into our community. Besides that, we also had some summits that we participated in that brought in some quality leads, but the single most number of leads came from our International Women's Day. And our International Women's Day campaign was super niche, super focused. It was about helping people get better with email marketing and giving them free access to a premium product for a period of time. And because these classes were very strategic, very niche and curated, it helped us to attract people who wanted to get better at email marketing, offer it as a service, and land clients, right? So we used this to call out our particular audience. And the reason why we could go ahead and do that partnership was because of the season we were in. And we knew that because it was International Women's Day, a lot of brands would also want to key into what it is that we were doing, which was providing education. The theme for International Women's Day was Give to Gain. And so we were giving education. So this was a premium product, like I said, which we subsidized to free for the month of March. So we're giving education, and these brands wanted to key into that, partner, you know, with that and help us increase the reach for that. So that was something that then helped us to be able to grow our list. Okay. So now let's look deeper into each of the months when it comes to nurturing these subscribers and what we did. Now, you already heard the total number of emails we sent across each month, but I'm going to be spotlighting some of the emails in each month which had good engagement that people found interesting in the things that we sent, right? So spotlighting some of the emails. In January, we were actively running a campaign. This was our email marketing mentorship campaign, and we're in the tail end of this campaign where we're going to close it and end registration. So a lot of the emails that we sent during that time frame were gained on getting people to go ahead and join the email marketing mentorship. And one of the things that we saw that really worked, right, in terms of observations, right, was the fact that the follow-up emails that had nudges gave us the highest open rates. Urgency subject lines also gave us strong engagement. Now, I would just mention that we also had a webinar in January, which helped us get some new subscribers as well. So that's something to mention. So that would have come under the attract in terms of helping us grow the list. Now, for the call to actions that were effective, were urgency-based call to actions and all call to actions that aligned with audience interests, so the things that they were interested in. We also had highly segmented lists, which is based on what we were promoting. We were also segmenting the list to be able to do an extra focus on the people who were indicating interest. And so you'll see that some of our emails will go to the general list, right? And then some will go to a very small segment, which were the people who had raised their hands to say, I'm interested in the mentorship. I want to know more about the mentorship. Tell me more. And so we were just doing a laser focus on those people, which also helped us with our performance. So all the emails that you will see in January were focused on the mentorship, telling them what they will get, testimonial emails, telling them about the mentors, the payment plan, and of course, final calls to join the email marketing mentorship. And this gave us, like we said, the average open rate, average click rate during this period. Okay. Now, another thing that we are then looking at in terms of these emails and performance, right? I said I will spotlight one. So let me spotlight one email. This email was titled Email Strategies to Get More Clicks and Replies from Your Email List, right? And it had strong engagement because our people are always looking for how to get more replies and more engagement from their email list. And this is something that we see happen over and over and over again. All right. So that was one email that did really well that we're just spotlighting for you to see and know the kind of emails that we're sending to our email list. Right. Now, we had this one that says start the mentorship with 66,666.67 Kobo. And this one had to talk about their payment plans. And because people were interested in payment plans, they wanted to know what it was about and all of that. We even had one that said you can pay in 2 or 3 parts. Right. And these were emails that interested the audience at that time because they wanted to be able to join the mentorship and they were looking for options. When we started the promotion during this period, we started by inviting them for the webinar. Can't be the one who misses this. We did like check-ins and then we started going into promoting the webinar, right, in full. So email marketing class starts in 2 hours. And all of that. So after we had gone to the webinar, we then came from a testimonial angle. So this was our launch, really. So we promoted the webinar. From there, we went into a testimonial. What's holding you back? Are you still interested? Telling them about the mentorship. We sent emails, sending them to meet their mentors. We talked about the payment plans. We did a final call. And then after we had done this, we then opened up scholarship applications. Now, for next time, I really don't know if we will open up scholarship applications at the end of the promotion period or at the beginning of the promotion period. But then we opened up scholarship applications for a brief period of time. And then we finally closed the scholarship applications and went back to our regular emails. Now, one of the problems we have is we're unable to track revenue attribution, right, from our email list just because we don't have that connection between our email list and our sales channel, right? That's something that we'll really love to be able to fix in the future. But so far, we haven't found a way to integrate two of them. And like I said, I always like to know what email is helping me do. Email for us is building community and also getting clients. It is a strong communication point. And if email helps us do a number of things, we want to be able to know. We want to be able to track it, right? And these were the stats across our January email marketing and, you know, view and performance. Okay. So our recommendations then was to set measurable goals that we're testing every month, to send more educational emails because we saw they work, and more testimonial emails for offers because people love a good, I can see myself in these other people kind of email, right? So let's go into February and see what happened. Now, one of the highlights for February was that we did list cleaning of inactive subscribers and we removed 1,040 people from our email list just because they were inactive, right? So let's look at the subject lines that performed really well. And when I say subject lines, I'm talking about the kinds of subject lines that we saw perform well for our audience. And so we noticed that the educational subject lines performed really well, which was a recommendation from January. We had question-based subject lines also performing well and urgency-based subject lines. So these were 3 kinds of subject lines that we noticed were performing well for our list during this season, right? So subject lines that were educating them, that were asking questions and had urgency infused. Now, for the call to actions, we didn't really see a change here because call to actions that aligned with the audience interest still got, you know, good engagement. And then when it came to using our highly segmented list, we also got good engagement as well. And so the emails we sent in February, right, I'm going to spotlight one or two for you, right? One of it was for our podcast where we were talking about our email marketing predictions, which the segments we sent it to really love. Then we also did a promotion. So our International Women's Day promotion actually started in February in terms of promoting the classes that we're talking about to our email list, right? So we started that in February. And then we give like the invite. So it's like, here's your invite. Don't miss these 6 paid classes. Then we also did our list cleaning campaign, which was very interesting, right? Because it said, before I take you off my list. So we sent that first email to this segment of people, right? Who we were like, oh, before I take you off my list. And we had like a 1.5% click rate on that and 14.74 open rate on that particular email that said, before I take you off my list. So we sent that first email to this segment of people, right? Who we were like, oh, before I take you off my list. And we had like a 1.5% click rate on that and 14.74 open rate on that particular email that said, before I take you off my list. Okay. Then we also were promoting a summit in this particular time frame as well. So we're sending emails, we're talking about the class. So it was like a lot of learning that was ongoing and educational content from different angles. So we had email marketing for e-commerce class hosts today, for email marketers who want to, you know, start and grow, who want to grow, right? The 3 emails I use in every launch. And I'm just showing you the different angles that I brought in here. 4 stories to share in your emails. You can see that it's a lot of education that was ongoing during this time frame in February. And that was how we were, you know, going ahead to nurture our list. Now, we noticed that we did have a bit of low open rates across some of the emails. And the emails open, click rates, sorry, sent to a larger list seemed to dip as compared to the hyper-focused list as well. And then we noticed that we had lower click rates on emails that had offers, which is interesting, right? And then we had a drop compared to our previous reports in open rate, all right? And so we move into March and what we did in March. Now, in March, our highlights was that our engagement got better. And this is partly due to the, or majorly, I think, due to the removal of the 1,040 people from our email list. So this gave us a boost. And then in March, we then started the campaign for the client acquisition challenge. So the International Women's Day campaign went on throughout the month of March and it was a major thing. But we started mentioning the client acquisition challenge, which was upcoming. Again, our educational subject lines were doing well, but we then noticed that achievement-based subject lines seem to also have great performance. So, you know, in February, it was educational, urgency, and question-based. But now for February, we were having educational subject lines, achievement-based subject lines, and urgency subject lines. These were the ones that we saw that were performing well for this particular month. We didn't really see a change in the effectiveness of our call to actions in terms of like a new observation. It was still the same call to actions that are aligned with audience interest, and then the ones for the highly segmented list had very, very good performance. Okay, so let's look at some of the things we sent to our list in March. So we started this thing where we will tell them the free events that they should look out for in the month. And it's something that we actually took into the next quarter. So 3 free events to look out for in March. And we noticed that our audience loved to know about events that are upcoming. Then we told them about, I deleted 1,040 subscribers. And this was the highest performing email in terms of the opens, right? Apparently, people want to know things and they are curious about bizarre things like this. Because why would you remove a whole 1,040 people from your email list? And so we had a lot of people coming to find out what it is was going on. another email that I'll spotlight that we also had extremely high engagement on was 3 applications, 3 submits back. And so these 2 emails were in the 40s, like high 40s for their open rates, all right? And it says 3 applications, 3 submits back. And so people wanted to know what this thing was about, what this win, this achievement, and all of that. Then we also had educational in terms of, oh, live class, AI and email marketing. We had a class postponed email. We had the email talking about the client acquisition challenge, which again was among our highest performing emails for our larger list in the high 40s again, right? So this was where we started talking about introducing the client acquisition challenge, right? So still on the IWD campaign, some of the things that, you know, were particular to that campaign, like access to the classes and all of that. Now, we did this very interesting email that was out of the usual, where we said this has to be the worst drug ever, Flagyl, and it did get us replies, right? Because apparently people don't like the drug just the same way we didn't, and it was relatable. So the open rates were not the highest, but it did get us replies in terms of people being able to relate with a drug that is bitter, that they don't like. And so they replied to talk about it and all of that. Then, of course, we did our podcast anniversary in the month of March. Of course, the emails that went out that about that were also part. So you see, a lot of things were happening in March. In terms of our email marketing, we focused on our International Women's Day campaign, which was these 6 classes that we're promoting. And as the classes we're holding, we're saying, oh, live class today, this, right? We also introduced our client acquisition challenge, starting with the story around it. Then we shared relatable emails. We invited them for different things to celebrate our podcast anniversary with us, right? These were things that were events in the month of May. One email that we saw that worked, that we decided to keep on, was the 3 free events for this month's email that we did, right? And so in terms of our recommendation, we decided to try out more educational emails and more testimonial emails for offers. So when it comes to offers, we wanted to be sending out testimonial emails. So not just about sending the offers alone, but doing a testimonial email for that. Now let's go into our custom report dashboard, because right, MailerLite now gives us this feature. So I've told you about how we were attracting, nurturing, and converting the things we were doing to be able to move people down the needle. Well, is that the right word? The things we were doing to be able to move people to the next step in their customer journey. We were building that community, giving back to the community, opening up avenues for conversation and all of that. The initial promotion that we did was in January when we're promoting the mentorship. And then down the line, we did do 1 or 2 where we shared summits. Okay. But the major one was in January. Every other thing was more building community than getting clients. And so when we look at our dashboard, right, in terms of the custom report, I really love seeing all these graphs and things that we have here from MailerLite and all of that. So I'm seeing the data. So in my custom report, I set up the number of people that opened, then the open rates, the click to open rates, the clicks and the click rate. So I want to see all of these different metrics across what it is that we are doing, okay? And what it is that our performance is like, so that I know what it is that's going on. And some of the things that really did well would be our celebrations, okay, where we were celebrating our anniversary and other things. So I just have this dashboard which I'm looking at. Unfortunately, you can't see it, okay, but I can go ahead and look at it, see the performance, and it's still the same thing that I have given you over the course of this conversation. So this is our Q1 email marketing report, and I've also gone ahead to tell you the things that we have taken forward into the second quarter: educational emails, achievement-based testimonials when it comes to promoting offers. We also want to, moving forward, increase our open rates and our click rates to be able to get more engagement for our email list. And we are actively looking to grow our email list. I mean, we removed 1,040 people, not just because we wanted to remove them, but because we wanted our list to be healthy. And now we want to bring in people into our community, but ensure that as we are bringing them in, we are also ensuring the quality of these people and maintaining our list health. So we don't just bring in people, but we bring in people that become loyal members of our community, right? Now, final things in terms of automation, we had turned off one of our automations because we wanted to revamp it and somehow never turned it on again throughout the quarter one. And that automation was our birthday automation, which people really loved. It would usually get us a lot of replies and, you know, make people happy because we got to wish them a happy birthday. So one thing we are looking to do in Q2 is turn on that automation again, revamp it, and set it to start running. The other thing we want to do in Q2 is not just send emails and do all the things that we are doing, which is good, but we really want to double down on making people feel seen, heard, and understood, because these are the things that move the needle and get people to take action. We're also going to be carrying out some experimenting, you know, Q2. One of it is the little box, right, which I will talk more about maybe in the next email marketing report. But it's basically using a little box, right, to be able to spotlight different things and make them stand out more in emails. And the reason we are trying this out is to see if we can get more clicks, increase clicks just by doing this in our emails. We'll also be trying out more experiments as we look at the data and look at things to try out and all of that, so that we see how we can improve performance. Because at the end of the day, we want to build community and we want to get clients with our email list. And so we're going to be doing things that will help us to these two things, because our email community is one of our strongest assets and we want to ensure that we maintain that and keep it healthy at all times. Now, if you have any questions about our Q1 2026 email marketing report, please go ahead and drop a comment or, you know, just share with us and we'll be sure to reply and get back to you. If there's anything you would like to see in our next email marketing report or data that you would like to hear about, more nuances, maybe see what's working, what's not working, or maybe something you think that I didn't cover, please go ahead and also share that with us in the comments and we will be sure to go ahead and add it in the next report. Now, don't forget, this is Email Marketing Experiments, where we share behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. And we would love that you leave us a review or feedback on our podcast so that more people can go ahead and find us, subscribe to us, and enjoy all the things that we're sharing and all the people that are coming. Right? So, till next time, this is the Q1 email marketing report, and I look forward to bringing you more of this over time.